There are some changes coming to your BT landline, and we want to tell you all about it. Well, BT want to tell you all about it to get you ready for the change. Nav Hussain is with us from BT. Thanks for joining us, Nav.
Thanks for having me today.
So this is a change, a digital change that's happening to our landlines at the moment. What's going to happen?
As the UK moves to a more reliable and modern digital phone service, BT knows that many people, especially those with sight loss, do depend on their landline for independence and peace of mind. So we're making sure that the switch is simple, supported and accessible for everyone. So by January 2027, the aging analog phone network will be switched off and it'll actually be replaced by a new digital one that works through broadband. People might know of it as VoIP, IP voice, or actually by its BT name, which is digital voice. And it's the same home phone service you know today. The biggest difference with digital voice is that when you do call somebody in the same town or city, then you will need to add the local area code. And today you don't need to do that. But going forward, like you do on a mobile phone, you will need to add the local area code when calling somebody in the same town or city.
Okay, so it's going to be the same phone in your house if you've still got a landline. It's just going to plug into the wall differently or not plug into the wall, as it may be.
Absolutely. Unplugging your phone from your phone socket and it'll be plugged into the back of a broadband router, hub, modem. There's different names. But yeah, it's the broadband hub. I mean, my parents have gone through this process, so I really understand some of the reassurances that people may need. So for most people, it's a very simple switch. Over 99% of existing phones will work through digital voice, and the switch actually won't cost you a penny. For anyone with sight loss, BT offers a free engineer visit to make sure everything's set up and working perfectly. And when BT do get in touch, the only thing that we ask customers to do is just to confirm or book their appointment, and we'll take care of the rest.
Easy as that once again, because as you say, many of our listeners are blind or partially sighted. They may be a little bit worried about doing this. You know, a little bit of support would go a long way. And importantly as well, Nav, as you said, this is free. So kind of busting that myth is going to cost people.
Yeah, absolutely. It's completely free. And if customers don't have broadband, not to worry, we'll offer you a dedicated landline service. And in relation to power cuts, BT's got that covered too. There are free backup solutions available for those who need it most. So you'll still be able to make calls if the power goes out. You may be offered a battery backup unit, which actually powers up the broadband router, allows you to use your phone in a power cut. The alternative option is a hybrid phone, which actually you can use as a normal phone, but in a power cut, switches to a mobile signal, and individuals are able to make calls over the mobile network. It has 100 minutes free, which are refreshed on a monthly basis.
Fantastic. So lots of help and support available. As you say, they've got the engineers' visits as well, which are free. They can come out and help with that. Or there may even be listeners as well, Nav, who perhaps have a relative who's blind or partially sighted. They may be able to help out as well. They could get some advice and support too.
Exactly. Free engineer visits are available for anyone with additional needs. And BT will always reach out when it's time to arrange the support. It is really important to confirm the appointment when BT do get in touch. And from that point onwards, we take care of everything. If you're not sure whether BT is aware of any additional needs, it's really important you let us know through an online form at bt.com/connected-together. And you can also complete this on behalf of a friend or family member, which is why I would really, really encourage people to start that conversation with loved ones and the steps they may need to take in preparation. More broadly, Connected Together is a campaign we launched early this year to help carers, loved ones, and anyone offering support to feel confident about guiding someone through the switch, including people who are blind or partially sighted. The website has clear step-by-step advice, a simple form to register any extra needs someone may have, so we can make sure the right help is in place when the time comes.
Simply got all the bases covered there, Nav. So if people would like to perhaps get some more information or they want to register the details for this, how do they do that?
The Connected Together website is the best starting point. You'll find the web form there to register any additional needs, as well as any helpful guides, including an FAQ and a conversation guide for talking to a loved one about the switchover and how you can support them. So just visit bt.com/connected-together. If you prefer to speak to someone directly, you can also call BT's customer care team on 0330 1234 150.
Just remind us finally, Nav, of that deadline we want to people to be, all switched over by.
So we'd like everybody to move across over by January 2027.
But get in now. Well, you can and get those booked visits as well. Get all the information you need, whether it's for yourself or whether it's for a loved one. Nav, thank you very much for telling us all about the change and indeed highlighting all the support here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me on, Alan.